Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:41, Democrats have become more liberal in their social views over the past 25 years. A Gallup survey finding that the amount of people identifying as liberal had gone up gradually since 1999, with about a third of Americans each identified are now nearly equally likely to hold socially conservative, moderate, or liberal views. Those social views include LGBTQ plus rights, the legalization of pot, and the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Guns not on that top five list. Today in Washington, meantime, President Biden speaking at a major gun violence prevention conference 2 years after he signed the first significant federal gun safety regulation in decades. Gun control is likely to be a top talking point in the upcoming debates, first one just a few weeks from now. WOKV's live team coverage continues in our Washington newsroom. Samantha Manning, and what can we expect to hear from President Biden today, Sam?
Yeah, so President Biden is going to be speaking at Everytown's Gun Sense University event this afternoon here in D.C., and Everytown is the largest gun violence prevention organization in the country. So the president is very much expected to highlight his administration's actions on gun policy, including what you had mentioned, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act of 2022, and that was the compromise that came together after the mass shooting at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And that law had expanded background checks for the youngest gun buyers that, you know, tried to make it harder for domestic abusers to obtain weapons. So we very much expect the president to be highlighting that proposal. And as well as, you know, since he's been in his office, he's also created the first ever Federal Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Now, on the flip side, former President Trump, meanwhile, has spoken twice this year at NRA events and was endorsed by the group in May. So obviously taking a very different approach. Given his base and his supporters, Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee also announced the creation of a new Gun Owners for Trump coalition that includes gun rights activists and those who work in the firearms industry.
Sam, is there a way to judge how much weight the issue of gun control may ultimately hold when the individual goes to vote, whether at the ballot box or early voting or any combination therein?
Yeah, so it's hard to mentioned at the top of this, it's not necessarily the number one issue for a lot of Americans, but it is a big concern. There was a recent poll from the Associated Press that showed 6 in 10 independent voters said they do want stricter gun laws. Not surprisingly, only about 1/3 of Republicans said they wanted more expansive gun legislation, while about 9 in 10 Democrats were in support. So it definitely also depends the party affiliation for voters, right? More Democrats do seem to be concerned about the issue. But that same poll also did find that the majorities of both Democrats and Republicans do support gun background checks and red flag laws. So still a concern for both parties.
And ultimately, it does come down to turnout, because if those individuals who may back one or the other on an issue like guns don't turn out, that ultimately has implications. We'll certainly see how guns become an issue and some of the other social issues over the coming months ahead of You Decide 2024. Sam, thanks.